This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The problem. Here's why Americans are so fed up. Because Hillary Clinton gets to break the law and nothing happens. Barack Obama gets to break the law and nothing happens. Lois Lerner gets to break the law and nothing happens. Libby Schaff gets to break the law and nothing happens. And then I get lectured on how Trump is the bad guy. You say, well, okay, what has Trump done? They don't have anything. What do they say? Well, he colluded with Russia. What evidence do you have? Well, he's a racist. What evidence do you have? Well, he's got a potty mouth. Okay, well, what's wrong with having a potty mouth? I'm sure that, you know, you don't sometimes say everything that's politically correct. Oh, but then Hillary Clinton uses the Clinton Foundation. They got all this money coming in. She's got multiple wings, multiple satellites. She's colluding with Saudi Arabia, colluding with China, you know, colluding with Russia. She's got wide open servers. People can just come in and steal secrets, you know, classified documents. Oh, that's fine. Obama uses Lois Lerner and the IRS to target their political opposition. Oh, that's fine. Obama administration uses the FBI and the DOJ and the FISA courts to target their political opposition. Oh, that's fine. Libby Schaff warns all the criminals in Oakland that ICE is coming for them, and then they get away. Oh, that's fine. Yeah, no problem. But shut InfoWars down because they might cover it. So here's more from Jeff Sessions, which, again, wow, Jeff Sessions, woo, he's got a pulse. He's finally arose. Great speech, Jeff. Put Libby Schaff in jail. If you want to stop these criminals, put them in jail. Like, it's like common sense. So here's Jeff Sessions saying that the officials in California have boldly validated illegality.
By California, we have a problem. A series of actions and events has occurred here that directly and adversely impact the work of our federal officers. For example, the mayor of Oakland has been actively seeking to help illegal aliens avoid apprehension by ICE. Her actions support those who flout the law and boldly validates illegality. There's no other way to interpret those remarks. To make matters worse, the elected lieutenant governor of the state praised her for doing so, bragging about and encouraging the obstruction of our law enforcement. I'm afraid this is an embarrassment to the proud state of California.
The proud state of California that Democrats have turned into a literal shithole. Whoa. Remember the Clean Needle Program enacted in California? The Clean Needle Program? Yeah, you know where those clean needles are now? They're infected with hepatitis laying around in the streets. That's what the Democrats have done to California. Here's another clip from Jeff Sessions saying that we have to have a lawful system of immigration. See, they say that we're anti-immigration. We're pro-immigration. They're anti-immigration. They're open borders. They're anti-immigration. This is 1984, man. Just go to the clip.
We are a strong, prosperous, and orderly nation. California is a great state, so important to America. And such a nation, such a country as ours, must have a lawful system of immigration. I'm not aware of any advanced nation who disagrees with that concept, and let
Except
no
here,
one contend
with
that
the Democrats.
We reject immigration and want to wall off America from all immigrants. President Trump and the American people know what's happening. We admit 1.1 million immigrants lawfully to permanent resident status in the United States with a clear path to citizenship, green card status every year. No nation comes close to that.
Yeah, we take the most refugees, too. So there's Jeff Sessions. The DOJ is suing California over interference with immigration enforcement. Sanctuary cities need to be made illegal. And if you're in government and you allow those, you need to be probably put in jail. But now the UN rights chief says that the EU and the U.S. need to take in more migrants and more dreamers. Oh, the UN is telling me this, huh? Oh, it's the UN. So I guess the UN is in charge now. And they're also forcing a tiny Irish town to increase its population by 33% with open borders and migrants that don't know anything about the language, anything about the culture, anything about the people. But we're the problem. They're destroying the earth, but we're the problem.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
We had the guests on that told you the deep state and the globalists and the radical left, in response to the resurgence of America and the election of President Trump, they would target schools. They would target trains. And then that happened. And they targeted trains. They targeted trains carrying conservatives. In fact, there was another train wreck yesterday. Train crashed into a tanker carrying hydraulic acid. And you have the Florida shooting. Now, you have a teenager who was inspired by ISIS, who attempted to detonate a homemade bomb at Pineview High School. Now, here's my initial reaction to this. I'm not even going to really get into the weirdness of the Florida shooting or the weirdness of the Vegas shooting or anything like that. If you just look at this story and you just focus on this and you say, how does this teenager in Utah get, quote unquote, inspired by ISIS? And he spray paints on the school, ISIS is coming. Apparently he's an ISIS guy now because ISIS is victorious, right? He pulls down the American flag at the school and then raises the ISIS flag. So how does an individual become inspired by ISIS? I mean, really think about this. How does this individual become brainwashed into saying ISIS is coming, ISIS is rising, ISIS is about to have their victory? Who is telling him this? Where is he getting this? Well, they say he's inspired on social media. Okay, well, maybe that's the case. So then where is Facebook? Where is Twitter? I mean, folks, they're watching us. Hi, Facebook. Hi, YouTube. Hi. We're still here. Hi. We're still not telling people to go out and bomb people as a part of jihad. That's not what we do here. But somebody is, and while you're focused on us, somebody is out there inspiring people to try to blow up their schools. Others are out there talking about, bragging about how they're going to be a school shooter, and you're obsessed with us. Hi, maybe you should focus on the next terrorist that might be warning people on your social media platforms right now. But nobody asked the question. What? I mean, seriously, how does this teenager have this thought? Who is telling him that ISIS is coming? Who is telling him that ISIS is about to have their victory? Who is feeding in this propaganda? And if it is coming on social media, why aren't they doing something about it? Why are they continuing to censor us and censor conservatives and censor Trump supporters and ignoring people that are being radicalized or radicalizing people or warning people they're going to be a school shooter? So the teenager, inspired by ISIS, makes an explosive device, says ISIS is coming, thinks he's on the team of victory with ISIS, and then tries to blow up his school. Here is the authorities in Utah holding a brief press conference to update you on this situation.
Today, just after noon, a student was in a common area at Pineview High School and observed a suspicious item in that area, a backpack that was smoking. That student found a teacher and reported the observations to the teacher, who then contacted the school resource officer that was on duty in the school. It happened that they contacted another SRO to respond to the scene right away, who is also a member of the regional bomb unit. So he responded to evaluate the backpack, as did the school resource officer supervisor. Once they were able to look at the backpack and determine it, it was initially they evacuated that area. As soon as they realized that they were dealing with a larger issue and more potential for injury or damage, the decision was made to contact the principal of the school, and the SRO supervisor coordinated an evacuation of the school with the principal. Students were escorted to the football stadium, where they remained until the end of school day, and arrangements were made to get them home.
And pause it right there. And let's just remember something here. This is not rhetoric. Pause it right there, guys. This is not rhetoric. The radical left in America has actually allied with ISIS. And you say, oh, that's absurd. That's crazy. No. Think about it. Who stands up for radical Islamic terrorists when they do a crime or when they kill people? The left, every time. And they say it's your fault for reporting on it. It's your fault for saying it's happening. You're triggering them. That's them standing up. Who enables ISIS? Well, who was it that flooded money and arms into the Middle East and helped with the proxy wars? Well, that was the Obama administration. That was the Bush administration. Okay. And now, who is enabling them by having open borders in this country? And then, I guess, if you want to take it a step further and say social media that's apparently watching everything conservatives are doing, are just ignoring radical terrorism going on. So, yeah, if anyone is radical, if anyone is aligned with ISIS, the radical left and radical Islam is kind of, you know, merging right now. I mean, just look at Linda Sarsour. She's totally radical ISIS. She goes out and she gets a bunch of radical leftists to go out and protest with her. And then they want to act like you're crazy because you report on Sweden, you show what's going on in Sweden, then they say you're an Islamophobe, and you say, oh, I'm an Islamophobe because I don't want rape to go up like 1,000% in my country when you bring in a bunch of radical Islamist refugees that just don't know any better. That's where they come from. So they come into Sweden where there's actually a civilization, and they just tear it to the ground because they don't know how to behave. They don't know any better. That's what you get, and that's what the left is doing. Let's go back to the authorities in Utah.
PIO for the school district discussed those issues. I'll get through it all, and then we'll hit questions. Sorry. So, in response to the observations made, the regional bomb unit was contacted to respond, as was the fire department. We had responses as well from federal partners.
Why is this going on in my country?
We contacted IHC, who has a canine that's trained in detecting explosive or hazardous types of devices.
Mm.
That employee was off duty but still volunteered or came in to respond and provided resources to our department and the investigators. A person of interest has been identified at this point and is being interviewed to determine what the circumstances.
Exactly. So pause it right there. The crew just comes in my ear. They're like, oh, so this is the opposite of Parkland. You actually did your job. You actually followed through where in Coward County they totally blew it. Yeah. Folks, when you actually count it, 66 different opportunities the authorities had to stop Nicholas Cruz from doing this. Between the warnings the school had, the FBI had, the police had, the families had, everybody had, you're counting at least 66 times they could have done something about it. Nobody did anything. At least the ones in authority, they could have done something. And then here you have the situation in Utah, and they're like, yeah, we responded, we did what we had to do, people put their lives on the line to try to stop this explosive. Here, let's let them finish.
In the backpack that had the potential to injure persons or damage property, I won't be able to go into the nature of that item or any details at this point. Again, it is an ongoing investigation, but the units investigating that aspect of this incident have confirmed that there was an object in that backpack to cause that concern. I'd like to, before we go on to questions, there's been a lot of moving parts involved in this incident. We've had responses, again, from Washington County Sheriff's Office that help support our patrol units. Our patrol units have been here managing.
Okay, let's bring that down. So again, there are the authorities out there in Utah addressing the media as to what happened with the backpack and the attempted bombing of the school in Utah. And of course, who does backpack bombings? Radical Islamic terrorists. I mean, those are the people that line backpacks with bombs and then detonate them, whether it be at concerts in the streets, now at schools. But the question I ask, why? Why is this happening in my country? Why do we have shooters? Why do we have these people blowing people up? What is happening in this country? Why do we have people literally defecating on the streets, masturbating on the subway? Why is all this going on? Folks, it's a mental health issue. This country is mentally ill. It's mentally sick. We have to fix our mental health if we're going to be able to fix anything. We got a bunch of crazies running around. They're literally crazies.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10 to to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex today. We're going to be hearing from Alex in the next segment. Trump is speaking right now. He just delivered about a 20-minute speech, and the crew is going through that, figuring out what exactly he was addressing. But the main subject would be the lawsuit that was just announced against California for aiding and abetting criminals in sanctuary cities. Of course, the name that we think about now is Libby Schaaf, who, in my opinion, belongs in jail for aiding and abetting. It's so crazy. You also got now, in fact, if somebody would actually bring me that story, because this is actually important. So they're trying to pass this legislation in Florida now. Some of the bullet points include raising the age of purchasing, is it just rifles or is it any firearms, from the age of 18 to 21. You've also got the bump stock ban, which is actually worded anything that increases the rate of fire. So they'll come after triggers and scopes and handles and whatever else is next. They want to have a 3-day waiting period. You know, here's my problem with a waiting period. I get it. But if somebody's getting a weapon to try to just do mass murder or whatever, they'll wait 3 days. So I really only think, I don't think it serves any purpose. Because think about it. Let's say you're in a situation where you feel maybe you need a gun tomorrow and you can't get it. So now you're screwed. I don't like this. I don't like this. But here's what they're going to do. They throw in the $400 million for mental health, and so you have to sign it. That's how they're going to sell this thing. Oh, if you don't sign this bill, you're stopping us from getting the necessary mental health measures here. So we'll look into some of these details. Again, though, the story, NPR is covering it. Florida State approves gun control package. Florida Senate approves gun control package. Okay is arming some school personnel. So yeah, if you're on campus but not a full-time teacher, you can carry concealed. So there's your, okay, let's protect the students, and then the $400 million, all right, let's do something for mental health. And then they want to do metal detectors in schools, bulletproof glass in schools. And, you know, again, they talk about, you know, having crisis teams and school resource officers. Folks, the authorities in Broward County, Coward County, failed those students. They failed. So how do you know the next people aren't going to fail? And they think that this is going to pass. And I don't see anywhere in here that they're mental health facilities, including opening mental health institutions. I mean, you need to put people in mental health institutions, folks. They closed them back in the 90s. We need them more than ever. I'm sorry. We just do. So the waiting period is for any gun. 3 days. Sorry, folks. This bill is no good to me. Nope. This bill sets a bad precedent. Can't support it. And again, this isn't the answer. This is not the answer to what happened at the Florida shooting. It's not even close. It's not even close. Because what happened was a failure of personnel. What happened was a failure at the FBI. What happened was a failure in local law enforcement. What happened was a failure during the shooting. So this doesn't fix anything.
But we have to do something. So that's what they do. So they have to do something. So then they just do something, even if it doesn't actually do anything.
It's really unbelievable. But you know what? You got other big news here. I mean, this is so bombshell. Look at some of the precedents that are being set in Seattle today. This is from Zero Hedge. Seattle police begin gun confiscations. No laws broken, no warrant, no charges. You see, this is all about what Eric Holder talks about. This is all about what the Democrats talk about, brainwashing people into thinking differently about guns. Brainwashing people to literally shake in their boots when they just see a gun or the thought of a gun comes up. So this individual, people call authorities on him because he just happens to conceal carry, or he's apparently looking out his window at some shop across the street or something, and so authorities come and take his guns. Neighbors complained that the man had been staring at people through the storefront windows while wearing a holstered firearm. So I don't know what that's all about. I mean, who knows? Maybe he's just standing out, looking out his window, drinking a cup of coffee. Just has his firearm on his side. Oh, you're a danger. We got to take that firearm. So who knows what the full story here is, but they confiscated his gun illegally. That's the story. I mean, so what's next? I'm telling you, folks, they've already brainwashed these people into being so afraid of guns. If they see a gun, they go crazy and they call authorities. Just if they see a gun. Just if they see a gun. That's mental illness. That's the brainwashing that the Democrats have been trying to instill in this country, saying that you have to brainwash people into thinking differently about guns. You have to brainwash weak-minded people. You have to brainwash weak-minded people into being so afraid of guns, the mere sight of a gun sends them into some sort of shock, and they have to do something. Oh my gosh, that man has a gun. Oh my gosh, somebody call the authorities. And that's how their mind works, and they freak out, and they go into a panic just at the sight of a gun. That's the brainwashing by the media. That's the brainwashing by Hollywood. That's the brainwashing by the Democratic Party that Eric Holder told you they were going to do. And so now they've done it. So then a mass shooting happens. They don't address any of the actual problems. They just signed gun control legislation because we have to do something. And in Seattle, oh my gosh, that man has a gun. And then the police come and say, sir, you've broken no laws. You haven't violated anything. We're taking your gun because this libtard over here just freaked out and called us. So we have to do something. So we have to do something. So now he loses his gun. And so now Seattle has set that precedent. So now the next crazy liberal is going to call the police on their neighbor that has a gun. And then they're going to take that because the neighbor looked at them the wrong way. Oh, my gosh. My neighbor came home drunk last night at 1 a.m. I know he's got a gun in there. I'm scared. And then they come up, sir, we heard that you were drinking late last night and you have a gun in here. He's like, well, yeah, okay, I was out drinking. I didn't take my gun with me. It's locked in my... Sir, we're going to have to confiscate that weapon. Your neighbor's scared. Then a Seattle judge, a homeless man in Seattle, Seattle's homeless problem is out of control, just like everywhere else on the West Coast. Homeless man's truck gets impounded. He can't afford to get it out. He sues. The judge says, that's your home. Your home can't be impounded. Now he gets his truck back, and he can park his truck anywhere he wants because it can't get impounded. Do you realize the precedent just set in Seattle? So now homeless people are going to park their cars and trucks wherever they want, and you can't do anything about it because they run the town. Non-citizens and homeless bums now run Seattle.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines.
CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Alex Jones here with an update for the viewers and listeners asking where I am during these huge political firestorms that are taking place and all the demonization of InfoWars. Well, I haven't taken off in about a year to take my family anywhere, so I'm enjoying some of the great freedoms of capitalism and all the incredible things it builds, like here in the mountains of Vail in Colorado, so we can come out here and snowboard and ski and watch the world championship snowboarders and also ride the tubes down the mountain. We're just having a great family time out here. And yes, we've had this frivolous lawsuit filed by Pepe the Frog creator. We've talked to our lawyers. They say 100% slap statutes are in. It's a fake lawsuit. You didn't even create the buster. We're a third party selling it. We can't believe that they're this reckless. It's like the EEOC false filings. Those are totally reckless. All of it's just completely insane and totally reckless. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been attacked for the term real news and have court cases against us with people saying that's trademarked. It is amazing what's going on and what's unfolding. And we've gotten to the point with this Pepe the Frog situation and with all the other behavior that's going on where we're going to have to countersue very aggressively and, of course, get attorney's fees and damages so that people know that, hey, we've been nice this long, but that has an end because the left everywhere is saying hashtag hunt Republicans. They are trying to shut down free speech. They are trying to shut down our channel. CNN is involved trying to get rid of our sponsors and have us banned off YouTube. So as you look out here, this amazing vista, and we see what we've built in America, they have mountains like this in North Korea, but there's nothing there because the people can't build anything. Look at these cool snowplows in the back. Look at that great technology. They can't even produce cars in North Korea or Venezuela. And the people are starving to death. So this is real authoritarianism that's coming after us. And we're going to have to fight back because you've been standing behind us. We're going to be able to defeat it. But it shows you where the globalists want to take us. It shows you what they want to do to us if they're successful and how they have our children captive in the public schools, how Hollywood is trying to bully everybody into submission. But the good news is, whether it's the NFL or whether it's Hollywood or whether it's the Oscars or any of this, they're all in free fall because the people aren't under their cultural control anymore. And I, quite frankly, am honored in this culture war as a libertarian just trying to promote real open free societies that a criminal like George Soros, a Nazi collaborator, and CNN and Media Matters and MSNBC and all these other groups are piling on and finding useful idiots to help them attack me because we're fighting in the 21st century for the real restoration of this republic. And usually people have to fight and physically die to restore a country to freedom or to get freedom. And so I'm just having to be demonized and attacked and lied about and sued because they're trying to intimidate everybody else. This isn't about me. There's massive internet censorship expanding. Apple's allying with communist China. There's draconian attacks on free speech going on everywhere across the Western world. And so they think by picking me out, they can make you think, hey, if you're a populist, if you're a nationalist, if you're a conservative, if you're a constitutionalist, if you're a free market guy, you're going to be destroyed. The truth is capitalism built all of the technology and all of the theme parks and all the malls and all the medicine and all the science and the literature and the art. Nothing comes out of these communist regimes but hell and oppression because it's oppressors that run it and control it. They're systems of conquest, not systems of liberation and freedom. And that's just a fact. And so history is on my side, and so we will win. But they have gone from a lawsuit a month to a lawsuit a week now because they're getting pissed because they're all getting thrown out of court. The Communist Party USA is suing me, saying I attacked some guy or had people attack him at the RNC and no such thing as the truth. It's just crazy. Everybody knows I'm free speech. I don't agree with burning the flag, but you're right to do it. So I'm in good company in all this. People need to understand, need to know that family does come first at the end of the day. And I've been filing some reports from the road here, but not as many, just because I'm confident we're going to win because you're strong and you understand these attacks on free speech are attacks on you. They're attacks on your speech to shut down these platforms. And then when they filed four strikes on us last week to shut our YouTube down, and YouTube didn't shut us down, except to say they were fake strikes, the Washington Post came out and said, along with BuzzFeed, that we made it up. You saw the thousands of channels deleted or blocked or frozen. You saw them freeze our channel. You saw us show you the strikes. But again, that's how dumb they think you are, like you have no memory. You've seen CNN going after our sponsors and CNN trying to get us banned and CNN trying to block the publishing of my book, The War for the Future, with Neil Strauss. I mean, this is, if I heard something about this in another country on NPR, about this much censorship against one person, I wouldn't believe it. But again, they attack and then make a joke out of their attacks on free speech that are the most epic and most draconian I've ever seen. I mean, this is concerted fraud. And So get ready for the offensive, because our listeners have been supporting us. They've been spreading the word. We're getting record traffic at InfoWars.com. You've been buying the products. Got huge sales going right now. And I just hope all these lawsuits doesn't affect our expansion on the TV and so many other places where we're reaching so many people. And right now we're neck and neck, but the donations and people buying products are coming in just enough to pay for the $500,000 I'm going to have to spend. A lot of these lawyers are pro bono, but I got to pay for the lawsuits to be filed, the plane tickets, the hotels, the people that take the transcripts, the experts, all of it. So we're lining up 5 lawsuits right now, about $100,000 apiece, anti-slapbacks, all of it for everybody. And so that's it. And a lot of lawyers are in major law sites saying the same thing. Going, God, these suits are fake. There's anti-slap suit stuff, so these fake lawsuits, people pay for this, but they're being financed by big money. They don't even care. And that's the crazy part, is these are so reckless, it tells you the globalists are willing to do anything. Hell, they're on CNN saying they're going to kill the president. Anyway, check out that great snowplow. Isn't that awesome? But what you know is, they're fighting to keep you from visiting InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Everything wholesome, everything good, everything true, everything productive is under attack by the globalists. And the fact that I'm one of the people most attacked, but I still live in this great free country, and the memory of freedom we have is still holding them back. We're going to take that memory and plant that seed. And they thought they buried me, but they didn't know I was a seed. I forget who said that. They thought they buried me. They didn't know I was a seed. Thank you all. I'll be filing more live reports throughout the week and more tape reports. And I'll be back Saturday with the family back in the ATX. But thank you all. We're just all in this together. And I salute you and I thank you. And we'll defeat these people trying to destroy our free speech and trying to enslave our nation. God bless you all.
And while Alex is out there in the snowy mountains of Colorado, I thought I would just mention that you've got Nor'easters brewing in New England, and they're about to have a second wave of them. You also got huge snowstorms in the UK as well. So now you see why they quit crying global warming. Mm-hmm. Now you see why they quit saying man-made global warming and simply changed it to man-made climate change. Well, because they were wrong and their formulas were wrong about global warming. Sorry, they're wrong on global warming and climate change, just like they're wrong on everything else and all their policies. But folks, we've got huge specials at InfoWarsStore.com right now. You just heard Alex talking about the lawsuits that we're dealing with, and they want to crush us. They think that they can crush us by bringing all these lawsuits and then financially break our backs and then force InfoWars to regress and force InfoWars to downsize. But thanks to your support, we can take on these lawsuits and deal with this and still expand. So unprecedented specials right now at InfoWarsStore.com. 30 to 80% off store-wide, plus free shipping store-wide. So check out all the specials. 50% off Super Male and Super Female Vitality. 50% off the Real Red Pill. 50% off True Whey Protein. The specials just go on and on from there. Brand new product, Prebiotic Fiber. Prebiotic Fiber is 50% off. It's just huge specials right now at InfoWarsStore.com. 80% off some of the apparel. So support us. Help us expand. They're trying to downsize us right now, but with your support, we continue to expand. We'll be right back on the other side with more news. This is the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Now, you know that establishment media is failing right now if you focus mainly on the ratings. Movie attendance is down, Super Bowl, NFL ratings down, Oscar ratings lows. Everything that the liberals have destroyed, everything that the liberals have conquered and then destroyed, the ratings are crashing. Late night television, you know, what have you. And Jimmy Kimmel, the walking Knish, Jimmy Kimmel blames Netflix for record low Oscars ratings following Trump tweet. Now I'll get into that theory in a second. But first, let's actually go to Jimmy Kimmel here responding to Trump's tweet about the record low rating Oscars.
I got a little surprise this morning. I woke up, I brushed my teeth, I looked at my phone, I got a text saying, look at Trump's Twitter account, as if I wasn't going to do that anyway. That is what I do every morning. And so I did, and this is what I see. Lowest rated Oscars in history. Problem is, we don't have stars anymore, except your president. Just kidding, of course. Of course he's kidding. He's not narcissistic. It's just a joke.
No, neither are you, Jimmy.
I love saying the ratings are down to insinuate that is a show of some kind of support for him. But the truth is, every year since Netflix happened, the ratings are down for every big TV show. Did Super Bowl, Grammys, Emmys, Golden Globe. But Trump thinks he caused the ratings to go down. So since I was the host of the Oscars, I felt like...
That's not what he's saying, Jimmy.
...upon me to respond. So I tweeted to him, thanks, lowest rated president in history.
Oh, except that's not true. Oh, but wait a second. That's not true. Trump's ratings are actually going up, and he's actually higher than Obama now. So, oh, yeah. Oh, woo! Pause it right there. See, this is the funniest thing about these people. Jimmy Kimmel just says, it's like when President Obama says, at least I'll be president, and Trump is the president. Obama thinks he gets some big insult. At least I'll be the president. And then the crowd's like, oh, he got him there. Woo. And then Trump becomes president. And then Jimmy Kimmel goes, oh, really funny, lowest rated president of all time. Oh, except he's not the lowest rated president of all time. In fact, you know, you had stories today, support rising for the GOP tax overhaul. That's bipartisan. President Trump's approval rating is right on par, if not ahead of Obama's at this point of his first term. So sorry, Jimmy, not only are you not funny, you're also inaccurate. Let's go back to Kimmel.
Trump always has a problem with the Academy Awards, which is surprising because I really think he would love the Best Picture winner, The Shape of Water. It's the movie, if you haven't seen it, it's about a monster that has sex with a woman who can't talk about it. Basically, it's like his life story, right?
As everyone's making up stories about Trump like they can't talk about it. That's all the media ever talks about. You talk about it every night.
Self-titled son, DJ TJ, Donald Trump Jr., took a break from selling tickets to the White House to tweet about the Oscars, too. He retweeted this. Raise your hand if you didn't watch a second of the Oscars. And then he added an emoji of a raised hand to indicate that he didn't watch. And you know, if you look closely, you know that's an authentic Trump hand because it's gold and tiny.
Nice laugh track. Now, here's the thing about what Kimmel is insinuating. There is an element of truth, yes. Why are TV ratings down? Why is attendance at movies down? Yes, a lot of that does have to do with the new media being on the internet, the Netflixes, the Hulus, and everything like that. I mean, even the InfoWars. I mean, why do you think that, you know, CNN's ratings are tanking like the Titanic? Well, people would rather watch InfoWars. Our ratings go up, their ratings go down. I mean, that's how this works. But there's not a silver lining here. I would say a gray lining here, because here's another angle to this that Kimmel's not going to tell you. Yes, does some of it have to do with new media and Netflix and everything? Sure. But that doesn't necessarily explain why NFL ratings are down. That doesn't necessarily explain why the Oscar ratings are down. You can't really go elsewhere to watch those programs, where with movie theaters you can say, yeah, okay, maybe people would rather stay at home and watch Netflix. But why would people stop watching the Oscars? Why would people stop watching the NFL, usually the highest rated events on any given time? Well, that's because you, Jimmy Kimmel, and the rest of your liberal friends in Hollywood have destroyed people's interest. And that's the truth. So while you can maybe say that the reason movie attendance is down is because of Netflix, people don't watch the grand Hollywood celebrations because we're sick of you. Because we're sick of your liberal indoctrination. We're sick of your nonsense. We're sick of your lies. We're sick of your attacks on our president. We're sick of your attacks on our country. We're sick of your assault on reality and truth. But there's another angle to this too. See, Trump is actually right when he says, problem is we don't have any stars anymore. He's 100% right. He is 100% accurate. You see, going to the theater, the only movies that actually really sell anymore are either the movies that already have tradition, like Star Wars or something like that, or some movie that gets huge amounts of hype, like The Black Panther. It used to be someone like Jennifer Lawrence
would be considered a movie star, and then people would go watch her movies no matter what because they loved her work. But she's poisoned her audience with her liberalism, and so there's not that interest anymore. Nobody wants to go see Jennifer Lawrence anymore because they can't stand her. That's the angle they're not going to tell you. See, nobody wants to go watch Jennifer Lawrence on a big screen anymore because all they can think about is that dumbass liberal. Nobody can watch the NFL. I shouldn't say nobody. A lot of people can't watch the NFL anymore because they can't get that image of the players kneeling out of their head. So they watch the game and the whole thing is spoiled because all they can think about is the people protesting the national anthem. So they've poisoned their own brand. They've poisoned their own product. That's why movie theater attendance is down. Does Netflix have something to do with it? Yes. But do not be mistaken. People are sick of liberals in Hollywood telling us how to feel and telling us how to think. That is why people don't go to the movies anymore, because they don't want to see people like Jennifer Lawrence. Now, you've got a student. Anthony Borges, 15, is suing the Broward County Sheriff's Office, the school district, and the principal and resource officer at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. He was shot 5 times, using his body to shield others while they were fleeing. This young man is a hero, and he's suing the people that actually failed. That's right, the Broward County Sheriff, the school district, and the resource officer, etc. FBI should be in there, too. But you notice, he's not suing the gun. He's not suing the gun manufacturer. Huh, he's not suing the NRA. Isn't that interesting? Funny how liberals point the finger in all the wrong directions, and then the actual hero victim is going after the actual people responsible for this. Then, on Fox News last night, Kyle Kashuv, who they used to ignore, is calling out David Hogg for being hypocritical. Here's that clip from Fox News.
I want to play David Hogg, who has been out there a lot. He's become, you know, sort of very familiar to Americans. Here he is speaking out for his on his side. Watch this.
I actually hung up on the White House the other day. They actually called me the day before the listening session and asked if we were going to come. And I said, I'm not coming because we expect President Trump to come to the CNN town hall. And I ended on this message with them. I said, President Trump, we don't need to listen to President Trump. President Trump needs to listen to the screams of the children and the screams of this nation.
Now, pause it right there. Pause it right there real quick. Now, this is something very important to understand. This is liberal arrogance. So now, unfortunately for David Hogg, he's been so indoctrinated by the liberals, he now has this sick, poisoned liberal arrogance. I'm high and mighty. I'm bigger than President Trump. I'm bigger than you. I'm bigger than everyone. I'm a liberal. I've got the high ground. I've got the moral high ground. I'm calling for taking the guns. You support the Second Amendment. You're the bad guy. I'm the good guy. I'm David Hogg. I'm bigger than the president. Yep, that's right. Oh, yeah, go back to Fox News now.
You know, I'm really trying to control my anger at what he said. Because, you know, the president calls you and it shows he wants to make a change. And you're talking about bipartisan change. And the one man who controls, who leads our nation, you know, comes to you and is like, look, well, let's do something. Let's make it happen. And you hang up the phone on him. That's so hypocritical. You know, he was David Hogg.
But
was
again,
like, to make a change.
But again, you can bring that down. But again, this, see, look, I feel bad for David Hogg now. He is totally exuding all liberalism, all libtardation. The arrogance, the high and mighty moral high ground arrogance, and then the double standard. And then the double standard. Just as Kyle points out, here's President Trump calling you to have the conversation you said you wanted to have, and you ignore it like you're bigger than it. You don't actually want to solve the problem. See, again, that's a liberal in a nutshell. Doesn't actually want to solve the problem and arrogantly thinks they have all the answers. That is the average liberal in a nutshell.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hear that?
That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies